Not much needs to be said there. The reaction of the Jaguars in the aftermath of the 42-10 loss to the Washington Redskins is raw and genuine. They were deeply disappointed in their performance. Hello, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap from FedEx Field. This one got away from the Jaguars early, despite the fact that RG3 left the game on the second series and DeSean Jackson led on the third. Now, you would have thought the Jaguars could get things going, but they couldn't. All three phases failed. The Jaguars' offense today, only 8 first downs. 8, the second fewest in franchise history. The offensive line gave up a franchise record 10 sacks. Chad Henne never had time. The receivers weren't getting open, and you can tell by the performance on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, 449 yards to the backup quarterback and the third team tight end. It was a deeply disappointing performance for everyone in that locker room.
This one hurts now. There's some pain, but I think we've got to turn these wounds into wisdom, and we've got to understand that the guy on top of the mountain didn't fall there. We got to work to get there. We got to work to get there, and we got to push our guys.
We're trying to throw the ball down the field, but just couldn't hold up. Tried some quick game, and they were covering our guys, so we tried a lot at them, and give them credit. They did a good job covering us and, coming up with some big sacks there.
After a game like this, all we can do is, accept it. We went out and we got beat. There's no way around it. There's no, trying to downplay it. They did everything they did. Everything they did, they came out to do, they did well. So, we have to sit back and look at ourselves and figure out what we can do, each individual, to turn this thing around.
A couple of game notes to share with you. Mercedes Lewis had a career-best 63-yard touchdown in the second quarter that made the score 21-7. On the downside for Mercedes, he left the game with an ankle injury late in the ball game. Same thing with Allen Hurns, who was hurt at the very tail end of the ball game. Both of those players' status will be updated later in the week. The Jaguars gave up a franchise record 10 sacks, the most since they gave up 8 in 2001 to the Cincinnati Bengals. And because the Jaguars struggled on the offensive line, they made changes. Luke Bowanko replaced Jock McClendon in the fourth quarter. Same thing, Sam Young took over for Cam Bradfield at right tackle. The Jaguars hope to get Austin Pasdor back for the Colts game next week. Stay tuned for more coverage from the Jaguars locker room and all evening long on Jaguars.com. With your rapid recap from FedEx Field in Washington, I'm Brian Sexton.